I'm Sylvia Burgos Toffness, and this is Deep Roots Radio. Every week, my guests help us connect the dots between what we eat and how it's grown, because every single food dollar we spend either protects or degrades the environment, produces foods with high nutrition or empty calories, and either helps pay a fair wage or keeps farm workers among the working poor. We get to make that choice every time we push a cart through the grocery store, visit the farmer's market, and eat at a restaurant. I hope you enjoy this interview.
Farmers markets are opened up all over the state, and that's, just love it. Just love it, too, that the kinds of vegetables and fruits and crafts and wares change as the season progresses.
Right.
Another big sign of summer is agricultural tourism.
Hmm.
Now, have you heard of that?
I've heard of it. I am not really familiar with it.
Yeah, so agricultural tourism is about being a tourist, but doing it on farms.
Okay.
So that includes going to wineries, visiting petting zoos, taking pasture walks, corn mazes, pumpkin patches, you know, picking your own berries somewhere. So it's a big, it's a term that really talks about all the kind of ag adventures that you can have, whether it's for fun or relaxation, having, of course, delicious food, or education, learning, you know, how does this thing grow? How do those animals kind of live their lives? How do you get those, how do you go from grapes to this terrific, you know, glass of wine that I'm enjoying? Mm. And this morning we have with us someone who can help us understand just how much the demand for agricultural tourism, also known as ag tourism, is growing. It's Sheila Everhart, who is the executive director of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. Good morning, Sheila. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning, Sylvia. Good morning, Dave. Thank you for having me. Good morning to our Amory and our Polk County and surrounding rural communities listening audience. So happy to be with you today. I'm excited, Sylvia. You know, this week, the governor announced that tourism has generated record-breaking data, record-breaking numbers in 2022, $23.7 billion in total economic impact, well over 2021. And also, tourism is generating $102.3 million visitors to our state annually. So we are so excited, and people are coming for agricultural tourism, for our farmers markets, for our pristine, beautiful rolling hills and countrysides of our rural communities. We're seeing record-breaking numbers of guests to farms. And a lot of this is attributed to the pandemic. People wanted to get out of the house. They're looking for leisure. They're looking for experiences. And agricultural tourism has a huge appeal, not only to families, but adults. And most importantly, we want to know our heritage. We want to know where our food comes from. And agricultural tourism allows this to happen for a relatively inexpensive price range of $30 to $35. So what a great opportunity.
You know, the thing that's kind of neat about the state of Wisconsin, and I guess maybe other surrounding states as well, is that it doesn't take a long trip to find a farm to visit. And, you know, knowing that, though, some people are wondering, you know, how do I find a farm? Sheila, how will they find a farm to visit?
Well, you know, Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism has an amazing website, wiagtourism.com, where you can type in your location, and right in the webpage comes up all of the farms within a 50-mile or 100-mile radius. And that's absolutely amazing. And another opportunity is we have 30-plus visitor centers across the interstate system in Wisconsin. And we are so fortunate to work with Department of Transportation to have these amazing 20 by 30 signs that greet each of our guests that welcome that go into those visitor centers. It says, Wisconsin, love our egg, America's agricultural tourism destination. Right there is the QR code, WIAgTourism.com. But for the tourist, the traveler's experience, there is a QR code in the right corner where all we have to do is take our smartphones, we take a scan that QR code, takes you right to the website to find a farm.
Full disclosure, I am on the board of the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. So I know Sheila very well and about the kind of efforts that are being made to get people to farms. And that the placement of these big, bold, red signs at these visitor centers on major interstate rest stops is a boon. Because if you're kind of traveling the state and you're wondering, you know, where can I stop for an afternoon? Where can I go that might hold an event? Is there a farm nearby that actually has a B&B associated with it? All you have to do is see those signs, as Sheila just described, and go to the website of the Wisconsin Ag Tourism Association. Easily done either by typing in www.wiagtourism.com or scanning that code. And, you know, Sheila, our website, which was redesigned a couple of years ago, as you said, you could find something within a radius of 50 miles or 100 miles, or if you know the name of the farm, you could type that in and get that. If you know what kind of activity you want to partake in, you can do that. Sheila, how many farms are actually listed within that website?
Oh, we have probably close to 200 different farms that offer direct sales to our consumers, offer educational experiences, offer farm stays or on-farm dinners, and offer experiences such as classes and tours. So we do have, and you could... For example, you can look for farmers markets, or you can look who's got strawberries, who's got fresh strawberries ready to be picked, either you pick or already pre-picked. Strawberry season, asparagus, rhubarb are all fresh right now.
Wow. You know, I think about visiting a farm, Dave Corbett. And one of those that I visited, I guess it must have been last year, went to LeClaire Creamery, and Sheila's very familiar with this, where you can actually go and not only see the goats that they have on hand, that they milk in order to create their prize-winning cheeses, but you can snuggle a goat. You can snuggle a baby kid.
And Sylvia, you know what? This is National Dairy Goat Week. And Wisconsin is one of the largest producers of fluid dairy goat milk. We think of Wisconsin, America's dairy land, because we have an abundance of dairy cattle, right? Dairy cows. And we have breakfast on the farm going on this time of year. Where can we find a dairy breakfast? But we are also a leader of dairy goat milk. And as a result, we are also a leader in the processing of dairy goat cheeses.
And they're delicious. They're absolutely delicious. You know, what strikes me is the growing popularity for just snuggling a baby kid.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, people line up and they pay in order to do a 15-minute snuggle.
Well, they say that when you snuggle a pet, it releases oxytocin, which is sort of a feel-good hormone.
You see?
Yeah.
If you want to feel good, you go visit a farm and do something on the farm.
Snuggle a goat or do goat yoga. They have that too.
Yes, and they offer goat yoga there too. they've got so many activities at that farm. It is amazing the range of activities that are available on our farms in Wisconsin. And you can find places to go do that because the descriptions of each farm is very full. So you can understand, okay, what's available here? What's available there? How long is it going to take me to get there? Because, you know, everything combines with Google Maps. And you can find your way to a fantastic farm. But Sheila, you know, you've been around and you've been involved in agricultural tourism a long time. Is this a trend that you've seen growing? I know you mentioned the pandemic, but is this something that's been growing over time?
Absolutely. So, you know, research has been done on agricultural tourism probably since the 2017 census. And, you know, there's more and more research conducted every year because it's such a growing trend. And agricultural tourism is projected to reach $62.98 billion by 2027, which is an annual projected growth rate of 13.6%. But it's all because it's exactly what the public is demanding. They want to have a connection. They want to know the farmer's story. They want to see where their food comes from, how it's grown, how absolutely delicious it is. And another huge thing is it's all about time. If you think of it, we all have 24 hours in a day. However, how we use our leisure time, which is an average of 5 hours and 10 minutes, really makes a difference. So during that time, you know, it's very precious. And once you use that time, you're not going to get it back. So how do I want to spend my time, says our consumer. Do they want to spend their time baking a pie? Or do they want to spend their time walking and strolling and talking to farmers at a farmer's market or at an agricultural tourism destination and purchase that strawberry rhubarb pie? Now, I choose the second.
It takes a lot of time and trouble to make a pie. I know that, having just made a rhubarb one. So what do we know or what do we, are we kind of, what are our feelings or what are the trends as far as the age distribution of who comes to a farm? What are the demographics like? Do we have any clue about that?
Well, we know that families want to teach their children because we're 4 and 5 generations away from a family farm. So parents want their children to see a cow up close. They want to have their child milk a cow or to collect eggs. So there's definitely that family demographics. There's those young adults that are carefree and they want experiences and adventures. So they get a group together and go and learn. But, you know, there's our middle-aged, older, empty nesters, I call them, that have the time and they have the disposable income, and they are searching for that nostalgia. They are the ones that spent their summers on the farm helping to hay. They are the ones that help to pick the sweet corn and have it on the corn stand out for the farm to sell. They are looking for those feel good, those feelings, that nostalgia, their history, and bringing that back.
One of the things I think I've seen in some other data, especially among the wine growers, you know, so who comes to visit, you know, a winery, is that there is a hefty percentage of the visitors who are older, as you might imagine, with the disposable income, that want to sit, you know, amongst the grapevines and sip really great wine. But there are also people within like the 20 to 40 age bracket that will pay for experiences. They may not want to pay for a home. You know, that's not maybe the top of their list, or a fancy car. But they want to go out and have a life-changing experience, or just an enriching experience, and to do it with friends. And so they'll pay for experiences like that. So some of the farms offer different kinds of activities that will allow people to do just that. Like you said, Sheila, you know, go pick your berries, go pick your apples, walk the corn maze with a bunch of friends, do a zip line, go kayaking in a pond. You know, all those things that are very often incorporated on agricultural land. I know one of the things that some of our visitors to our farm have enjoyed very much is being able to drive our tractor, because it's something that they don't do otherwise. And that to them was a highlight. Very often I take people out into the field with me when they come visit for pasture walks, or even when they come just to pick up their beef order. And I'll say, come on, slip on these boots. We're going to go move the cattle from one paddock to another. You know, their eyes open up. They're as big as saucers. And they say, really? Like right now? Yep. Put that on. Let's go down. And together we move the cattle. We move a fence line and we move a cattle. And to them, that was the high point of the day. You know, they got their beef, which they love. But now they were part of the process in being able to do this.
Yes, that's absolutely right. You know, our average farmer is about 58 to 64 years old, and they have a lot of experiences and a lot of stories, and people really want to have that connection. And family farms are doing a lot more of direct sales because of the internet and what social media has allowed our family farms to connect with our consumers. So we're seeing a lot more direct-to-consumer beef sales, vegetable sales, herb sales, fruits and vegetables, as well as experiences about, you know, let's pick the berries, but then let's make some jam. And then I'm going to go home with some jam after my experience on the farm. I can guarantee you that jam tastes delicious the next day because the person was involved in making that jam.
You know, you're right. A lot of people are coming to farms of varying sizes just for the learning experience, to the hands-on, hands-in, and taking that entire experience and product home with them. I know one of the big things that I did on the farm for several years was making sourdough bread. And I had people coming from up to 5 hours away for a five-hour class, where together, up to seven of us, would be involved in making the sourdough bread on the farm. And that was part of the entire allure to this. Partway through, we'd let the bread rest and we'd go out and walk among the cattle. And so there's so many ways of combining that on-land experience, on-farm experience, with a lesson, with a kind of a joyful activity that people can take away. And these kinds of things are available all across the state of Wisconsin. And you can find them by going to the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association website.
Absolutely, Sylvia. You know, and if you eat, you need to thank a farmer. And agricultural tourism is about eating, learning, doing, and having fun. And, you know, we're so blessed that we have 64,000 farms in Wisconsin and at 14.2 million acres. But, you know, agricultural tourism is now, the association is 30 years old this year. And we're seeing a growth of that third, fourth, fifth generation young farmer taking over the farm experiences because they want to keep the family farm solvent. They want to keep farmland in production. And our young farmers want to keep that family legacy, that history going for years and years, whether it's a century farm or a sesquicentennial farm. Agricultural tourism is a way to help small to medium and large farms diversify their income so that that next generation can continue on those family legacies.
You know, that's such a great point, because more and more people are talking about, and very often it's a complaining about the fact that there's so much consolidation of varying kind of businesses all across the world, actually. So, you know, where before you had ma and pa drugstores in small towns, they've been eaten up by the larger corporations. The same is true of the grocery chains. Certainly that's happening with the dairy processing as well. And by touring farms, agricultural tourism, you're actually helping independence. You're helping the smaller scale farmer stay on the land. And you're doing that not through charity by any ways, but rather by enjoying a really solid and authentic experience. Less than 2% of the U.S. population farms now. And the age, as you mentioned a little earlier, Sheila, of the average age of farmers is now about 60. And so we're looking for ways to make sure that people understand what farming is about. As you said, understand what farming is about, meet your farmers, understand that this is what grows our food. And have fun while you do it. Have fun while you do it. Sheila, what farms have you visited recently?
Well, you know, today, Sylvia, I'm going to a peony farm. A peony farm. So peonies bloom this time of year, and there's an entire peony festival being held today in the Beaver Dam, Wisconsin community. And I'm going to Ovens Peony Farm to learn about how they have cultivated their peonies over the last 5 years so that they can offer these wonderful farm events. And in 2025, they are hosting the International Peony Foundation Conference at their farm. That's pretty amazing.
Wow.
People are coming to Wisconsin to experience Wisconsin agricultural tourism.
Sheila, has there been, in your mind and in your experience, because you're out there all the time, is there a growing appreciation for how large an economic engine agricultural tourism is?
I say absolutely there is. And people, the consumers, are helping us by their choices, consumer choices. We continue to have young brides who want to have their special events, their weddings, on working farms, a barn wedding, a life celebration, because people want to have that experience, that nostalgia, that rustic feeling. They want to have their guests enjoy a little animals, the beautiful sunsets, and just the vast acres that a farm has to offer. There's so many interesting things. You know, we are so blessed at being the number one cranberry grower in the United States. And, you know, it's not only the cranberry harvest, but it's when the blossom comes out on the cranberry that people celebrate the growth of cranberries. Those blossoms look just like a beautiful flower. It looks like a crane head. So we have cranberries, potatoes, soybeans, pork, beef, so many wonderful things. And, you know, we have the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center, which really is a tribute to all of our heritage in agriculture over in the Manitowoc area. But, you know, Sylvia, our audience should be on the lookout. There is the farm and food exploration center being built and will be opening later this summer in the Plover, Wisconsin area. That really is a tribute to our vast potato industry in the state.
Well, you know, this is looking a little bit ahead, but one of the things I've noted is that some municipalities, some counties, and even the governor have taken real note of the impact that agricultural tourism has on the well-being and the economy of the entire state. Because when you've got good agricultural tourism happening in a town, all the other businesses benefit from it. Because people who come to the farm may also decide to go to the coffee shop, may also decide to go to the antique store, may want to pick up a pair of shoes, need to visit the local pharmacy. So agricultural tourism doesn't just benefit the farm and the farmers, but it really helps the entire town. So what's coming up as we kind of go through the rest of this summer and fall as far as noting agricultural tourism?
Well, you know, absolutely. So when you combine agriculture, which is a $104 billion industry, and you combine tourism, $23.7 billion, you are generating not only income for our state and our livelihood of our farms, you're talking about jobs for our residents. But what is happening this summer? Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism is celebrating their 30th birthday on July 23rd. And what is more appropriate is the fact that our average farmer is 60 years old. And, you know, we probably learned how to type on a manual typewriter, and then there was computers and now there's smartphones and everything. So what we're doing on July 26th is we're having a lunch and learn workshop for our farmers that is all about social media marketing. How do we reach our consumer today to invite them to our agricultural tourism destinations? What is the strategies? What are the tips? How do we get our story out there? So that is something that is very huge for us. We're so excited about that date. And we'll probably talk about that again in the month of July.
Right.
So then, of course, Sylvia, we have Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Week that we celebrate every September and October. And look for that in around September 20th through October 2nd. But there are groups coming to Wisconsin specifically for Wisconsin's agricultural tourism industry. There is a group coming into the Milwaukee area that will be having what we call a mobile bus tour going into rural Milwaukee agricultural tourism destination sites to learn more about that. We have a group coming in from Tennessee from nationally to spend 5 days learning about Wisconsin agricultural tourism. And we also really have embraced bringing groups that are not only from out of state, but from within the state that are interested in mobile bus tours. So that's something that our association is branching off to as well. Not only can you travel independently in your own vehicle as a family or small group, you can bring all of your friends together in a van or a bus.
Wow. All right. Well, Sheila, we've come to the end of our chat this morning, and it happens fast. Where can people go? Again, give us a website that they can go to find out more.
It's WisconsinAgTourism.com.
Visit my website, BronxToBarn.com, to download this and past interviews, to learn about my farm, and to reserve 100% grass-fed beef. We deliver to Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. Thanks.